You ready? We ready? I'm ready. Come on.
It's G to the L to the O. Glow.
On X-Men Real Gospel.
It's G to the L to the O. Glow. You're listening to the Real Gospel with the X-Men. Turn it up loud. You about to get a blessing. We got them tunes that'll make you dance like David. Rocking in your car, in your house, in the workplace. X-Men bringing you the real, not the fake. Strike a chord in your soul as these sounds resonate. Incline your ears cause you don't want to miss the X-Men Real Gospel. Bringing you the real.
Welcome to the second hour of Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man. This is Michelle Prather. Release on Real Gospel.
Woo! Come on, everybody. We're getting ready to speak victory and release it in the atmosphere. Are you ready?
Take me high.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am so excited to have one of the greats, truly greats, in gospel music in the studios with me, the one and only Michelle Prather.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, hey. Yes, yes. You know, there are some people, I can't read the bio and explain to people who you are because your accolades, they just transcend who you are. We can't put you, there's no box big enough to contain you. You are just a name amongst names in gospel music. However, there is one name that you are associated with that people automatically understand who you are, and that is
Kirk Carr.
There it is. So she is one of the Kirk Carr singers. And so that's a blessing. And wow, where do I start? Talk about how you became a Kirk Carr singer. Let's start there.
Wow, just faithfulness. Uh-huh. Grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and I started with Kevin Davison.
That's right. Pastor Kevin Davison. That's right.
Apostle.
That's right, yes.
And back then, we were just high school, you know, and it was a gospel choir. Stayed with the choir 20 plus years.
Wow.
And I tell anybody, they say, how did you get where you are? How did you start doing what you're doing? Being faithful.
Wow.
If you're faithful over a few things, God will make you ruler over many. So long story short, Kirk Carr saw me 8 years. Watched me 8 years.
Wow.
But I was in the same choir.
Wow.
Blessing God. And he said, her season is now.
Wow.
And took me on tour, and it's been almost 11 years now.
Wow. Name some of the songs that some of the listeners should be familiar with you as far as the songs. Because you have some, there'll be some season people of God who are listening to this interview, as well as people who are new to gospel music. But for those who you know, she sounds familiar, I think I know who she is. So name some of the music.
Well, you know what? I did some collaboration on the last two projects with Kirk Carr.
Okay.
He records every 5 years.
Okay.
So something, if you listen to Blessed Be the Rock, Great God, Great Praise. It's one, I can't even think. It was on the radio. Let everything that have breath.
Yes, yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
so
yes.
I haven't been the one versus the radio.
Okay.
But if you go to any of his projects, you just look up my name, I'll be on there.
Gotcha. And so you're here. We're celebrating your music.
Yes, sir.
That's why you're here. We're celebrating your season again for what God is doing with you. I love the song Release.
Praise God.
I love the song Release. And so I believe there's a testimony in this song. So talk to us about the testimony that's going on with this CD.
Absolutely. It can still tie within the 20 years with Kevin Davison. If you start speaking those things as not, you know, as though they were, you have to put in place a faith action, you know, thing. So that's where I was. I wasn't weary, you know, in well-doing, and I began to reap. So with Release, it's just a testament of life and death is in the power of our tongue. The more you speak it, I'm healed. You say you're sick, you're going to be sick. You say you're broke, you're going to be broke. But start speaking the blessings of God and release it over your life.
Amen.
God is asking for you to make that one step, and he'll take the rest.
Gotcha. Who is Michelle Prather? What's your story? In other words, give us a little bit. That's what this program is about. It's about you, the artist. And giving you the opportunity to talk to the listeners so that they can connect you to your music. So, you're from Memphis, but how did you grow up in church? Walk us through a little bit, a synopsis of your history of how you found the Lord and how you got to where you are today.
Wow. I grew up in Memphis from a broken home. My mother and father divorced. And I tell anybody, be careful how you speak to your children. If you're dealing with something, deal with it, but don't take it out on the people around you. And I was just kind of I was in a broken home. You know, my mother was still bitter that her marriage didn't work out. So I felt, you know, the wrath from that. Grew up insecure. I never had a lot of people tell me that they loved me. So I started looking for love in a lot of the wrong places. And one day he saved me and told me, I'm all you need. Mm. God says, I'm all that you need, yes. no matter what. So I'm here today as an adult, still knocking off
gotcha.
Certain things I grew up
gotcha,
with.
Gotcha, gotcha.
But he's still leading me on to victory.
Yes, yes.
And so that's where I am. I'm a private person,
yes.
but when I'm with you, I'm with you.
Gotcha. We're
gotcha. Going to roll. We're going to have a good time.
Gotcha.
Because let everything that have breath.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Yes.
I've been all over the country.
Wow.
Outside, international.
Yes.
I see people without.
Yes.
They have so much spirit.
Wow.
I got everything I would want.
Yes.
And how do we treat God,
yes.
you know, like he has done nothing to
yes.
for us?
Yes.
So it's been amazing.
Wow.
It's been an amazing journey, and
wow.
I'm still on the ride, and I wouldn't trade it for nothing else in the world.
Amen. You know, for those of you listening to this interview, we are broadcasting from we're in the studios of Jazzy 88 WFSK here in Nashville, Tennessee. And so I live here in Nashville, and I just found out that you live here in Nashville.
Absolutely.
So I've come in contact with you on various occasions at various different places.
Right.
I knew who you were, but you probably just didn't know who I was. one was at I can't recall the church. It's a Baptist church here in town. It was an occasion for his name is Jeff. He owns the record store, Jeffrey. But he owns a record store. He was putting something together in an event,
you know,
and I just can't think. Yeah, it's,
look, both eyes
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, but by the time, but shouts out to you, Jeff. But and then also, you also know my pastor, Bishop Jerry L. Maynard,
yes.
at Cathedral of Praise, Church of God in Christ, and you are also on his CD project.
Yes.
So I got an opportunity to see you minister yet again
wow.
during the live album release party
mm-hmm.
at the church. So I've been watching your work for some years.
Yes, sir.
And so when I say it's an honor to be in your midst, it's an honor to do this interview with you. It really is an honor.
No, I'm honored.
Yeah.
People don't
yeah.
have to think about you on
yeah.
no occasion.
Yeah.
So I'm honored here.
Yeah. And then again, when you came back to the church with Kirk Carr.
I did.
Because he
yep.
did the album release at the church.
At the church.
Yes.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Yeah, so, wow, it's just amazing
wow.
what God will do.
Absolutely.
What God will do. But you've also ministered and shared the stage with so many other great gospel artists. So just go down the list of name a few people. Just so, because people need to know.
Man, you're Rashawn Mitchell, Judy
uh-huh.
McAllister. I tour with Risen.
Wow.
You know, one
yes.
of the girls live here.
Uh-huh.
She's gotten married.
That's right, to a pastor.
All right.
That's
yeah,
right.
Pastor Freeman.
Uh-huh.
And, Jesus, Kirk Franklin,
yes.
any Hezekiah Walker, you name it, Donald Lawrence.
Yes.
I have really, really been blessed.
Yes.
And God knows, you know, we say we don't deserve it. That's so true.
Yes.
I mean, but when he just finds favorable moments for you,
yes.
you just reach on and hold on to him and thank him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Amen. So let's talk about this CD project. What can we expect from it? How much work went into it? What's going on with it?
Share
some stuff with us. Yes.
I'm so excited.
Uh-huh.
I do have new management. His name is Chip.
Okay.
He is phenomenal. He keeps me on point from
uh-huh.
A to Z.
Uh-huh.
Now, this man tells me this is what we're going to do.
Gotcha.
You know, and you need somebody like that, especially
gotcha.
If you've been independent,
yes.
doing it your own way.
Yes.
He brings me back to a level of you know, respecting my ministry and making sure everything is put out. So, shouts out to you, Chip, for just believing and trusting in my ministry.
Uh-huh.
But release, we're looking at it being one of the single or
uh-huh.
one of the songs on the full project.
Gotcha.
So I'm just trusting God. Independently,
gotcha.
You don't have a wad of money somewhere.
Yes, yes.
Say, hey, let's go in the studio
yes.
with singers and band. And,
uh-huh.
You know, people don't sew like they used to.
Yeah.
So now you got to have a little, you know, a few dollars.
Uh-huh.
Put it there and say, hey, let's do this.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just believing God. If
Amen.
He's done it before, he definitely
do it again. That's right.
He can do it again.
Amen. Amen. What advice can you give the independent artists out there? Because it's a new day, and there are a lot of people who are, I would say, taking advantage of the opportunity to be an independent artist. It's probably a little easier now and more accepted now than it may have been a few years ago, because if you did, I mean, of course, it's great to have that major record label behind you just to push your music and to push you, but there's also a learning process and a waiting process that being an independent artist can give to you. And you have been on a major label, or still are with Kurt Carr, but you're also doing it as an independent artist. So what advice can you give people who have the gifting, who have the ability to write, and they may be an independent artist, but they just need that word of encouragement? What can you say?
Just don't give up. Mm-hmm. Hold on to your dreams. What you're walking, God has already shown you in a mm-hmm. dream somewhere. He's mm-hmm. already given you that vision. Mm-hmm. Write the vision, make it plain.
Yes.
When you run, you won't get weary. You just got to keep holding on to his word, mm-hmm. holding on to what he promised, mm-hmm. and he will never leave you. Even when it feels like you're alone,
yes.
he's the only one that's there.
Mm.
So just hold fast to it.
Yes.
And believe in yourself. If nobody else tell you, yes. you can make it, yes. look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Encourage yourself. Yeah. Speak over yourself. Donna Lawrence wrote
yes,
a phenomenal
that's right.
song.
That's right.
And you have to go back and grab those moments when it's looking like
mm-hmm.
things are not going the way that you wanted it to go.
Mm-hmm.
Trust him at his word.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, he'll bring you out and bring you to victory.
Amen. Amen. Where are some of the... You've traveled the world. What are some of the places that you will never forget so far? Because there's a lot more traveling that you would do. But so far, what are some of the places that when you think, man, look, God, you are so good. I just never thought. And yeah. you've gotten opportunities to go and see God's people. Name some of the places that you've been.
My one place would be Africa.
Wow. Okay.
When you land
uh-huh.
and you hit motherland.
Wow.
Our ancestors.
Yes.
The people that fought for us.
Yes.
We're free.
Yes.
Because of the sacrifices that they
mm-hmm.
made.
Mm-hmm.
They were free.
Yeah.
But because of the, you know, whatever,
uh-huh.
we had to experience that
uh-huh.
and to go back home
uh-huh.
and see the spirit that's over there.
Yes.
They have nothing.
Wow.
But they got a spirit.
Yes.
That blesses the Lord mm-hmm. at all times.
I've heard that so
Ooh.
Often. Describe that. I mean, I hear that from every artist who have come, who have gone over and had the opportunity to say the same thing, that the people, the worship there is just so genuine. It's something, their worship is not like our worship.
Man, it's not.
Talk
not
about that.
Just the heart that they have.
Mm-hmm.
They can start worship from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Wow.
250,000 people still
wow.
there listening to artists after
wow.
artists. Some national, some independent, you know,
yes.
locally. But their worship, they don't
yes.
expire, they didn't tire. They're coming
wow.
on bikes, they're walking.
Wow.
It's, you know, 2 or 3 people on one bike. I mean,
wow.
it's amazing.
Wow.
But it's indescribable.
Wow.
You have to really experience it
wow.
in order to get the full effect, because
yes.
it's amazing.
Amen. Amen. What gospel artist have you not worked with that you would like to work with?
Donna Lawrence.
Oh, okay. Donna Lawrence.
Donna Lawrence. I've shared the stage with
uh-huh.
him, but I want to sit in the studio.
Uh-huh.
I want to sit behind
yes.
this geniuslessness.
Wow. That is amazing.
And I keep speaking it because it's
yes.
going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Your name is resonating all over the country, all over the world. And it just really is. I believe that you are a person who you've been faithfully in your lane.
Yes, sir.
You've just really just been ministering and being humble and following direction and following instruction. And so, well, as soon as I got the email that said, Michelle, pray this brand new single, I was like, hey, give it to me. You got to get it to me. I'm going to play that sister right now because I know your work.
Yes.
I know your work. I know your faithfulness. And I know that this program is a divine gift from the Lord. And that's what I'm here to do, is to bless. So, my sister, you have my support. You have the support of this radio station and every radio station around the country that carries this program. You're supported. You are definitely supported. So, how can the listeners find out more about you, get in touch with you, and find out more about this Dynamic CD project?
Wow. Well, I have mm-hmm. a website, MichellePraytheMinistries.com,
mm-hmm.
and you can go there and check out and see what's going on, where I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you got Instagram, which mm-hmm. is my name, Michelle
mm-hmm.
Prather, and then Team Prather as mm-hmm. far as Twitter. You can go on iTunes and CD Baby and, you know, all of the social sites and get released. I also have another single. It's called I Stand Amazed. And it's just a worship song. You know, I stand amazed of who you are.
Hallelujah.
And all that you've done. You know, I just stand amazed.
Amen.
So, I'm just excited about life.
Yes.
And it's just the beginning.
It's just the beginning.
Man, it's just the beginning.
This is your season. There's so much more to come. There's so much more music that God is birthing out of you.
Yes.
I mean, it's like a you're like a hit machine. And when I say a hit machine, I don't mean it from the perspective of one who is from the secular perspective, but
yes,
I just mean you have so many stories to tell.
Absolutely.
So many stories to tell. This is just the beginning. So for those of you who have never heard of Michelle Prather, get ready. You've heard of her now, and just be on the lookout for her music. Be on the lookout for this anointed woman of God. She's been around. She's here, but her season is just beginning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Michelle Prather, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
No. Thank you. I'm bowing and telling you, we bow to God, but we do respect and give reverence to people that take chances and respect our gifts.
Amen.
And you're one of those.
Amen.
And I celebrate you today.
Thank you.
For thinking enough about me.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you.
All right. Thank you.